Convention delegates and reporters were not the only people at the party's conventions the last 2 weeks. Business lobbyists have also been at work. And here's how a group from the travel industry got things done. They threw a party, held it in an airport hangar, and invited members of Congress to hear their message. Their party this week in St. Paul begins with this portrait of lobbying, convention style. NPR's Jim Wildman reports.
Here at the Carlson Hangar, just about a five-minute drive south of St. Paul, I've been allowed to drive my rental car past the security line, but I've stopped here next to a black SUV, and Roger Dow, president and CEO of the Travel Industry Association, explains why I'm not allowed to go in to Carlson Hangar.
No, we don't bring the media in. It's only because if you end up with one of the congressmen or, you know, one of the senators, you know, sometimes there's a sensitivity. So we just, to be nice to them, we didn't want to have that because it's a chance for them to just get together and talk to constituents and not worry about what they might have to say and, you know, how that is these days.
This kind of sensitivity is for good reason. Lobbyist Jack Abramoff and former politicians have been convicted for corrupt deals, but that doesn't mean the parties have stopped in either convention city. The travel industry held a similar event last week for Democrats in Denver. It's an effort to tout, in Roger Dow's words, the importance of travel and tourism, and it's working. Take what happened last week when an air traffic control glitch caused major delays for air travelers.
Within an hour of that, both the Obama campaign and the McCain campaign issued statements saying travel and tourism is critical to our economy. And I would say, had we not had these efforts going on, you wouldn't see a statement like that immediately when something like that happened. It would just be something that goes on as far as business if that had happened 4 years ago.
One likely target in Congress for this message from the travel industry is the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee to handle these kinds of issues. Republican Bill Schuster from Pennsylvania is on that committee, and he's here on the floor of the party's convention in Minnesota.
I had dinner tonight with a friend of mine who's a representative from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and some supporters of his from Oklahoma, and we talked about transportation issues from business people in Oklahoma. So, you know,
that dinner conversation could ultimately play a role in helping shape federal legislation, which means Congressman Schuster has ethical concerns on his mind.
You know, everything we do, we've got to make sure that that we're paying for in the right way, not accepting things that may be seem inappropriate or are inappropriate.
Money will buy a lot.
A lot of access to powerful politicians. Sheila Krumholz is director of the Center for Responsive Politics, a bipartisan group that tracks money in politics. After monitoring events over the last 2 weeks, she says lobbyists have gotten very creative with their events.
There was a financial services roundtable event sponsored in Denver to express concern about consumers not being prepared to weather the subprime mortgage collapse. I think that is just classic. You know, there were lobbyists attending, there were members of Congress, and perhaps their aides attending. There were no consumers attending. And I think that is kind of standard procedure, both in Washington, D.C., and at events such as the national conventions.
Now that the conventions are over, the presidential campaigns head out for more months of combat, and so do the campaigns of lobbyists, who head back to Washington, where Congress is back in session next week. Jim Wildman, NPR News, St. Paul.